Bright Future, newsletter of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. A publication of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired Division, Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services. Volume 38, Number 4, Fall, 2023. 300 Northeast 18th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73105, 405-521-3514. Toll free, 1-800-523-0288. Fax, 405-521-4582. TTY/TDD 405-521-4672. Email olbph@okdrs.gov. Website www.olbph.org. Bright Future is also available in Braille on Oklahoma Telephone Reader, on Oklahoma Recorded Magazines, and on our website. Fall into our latest issue. The changing of the season has also brought some changes to the library. We have some staffing changes, more on that in our next issue, and new volunteers in our studio. The studio produced more Oklahoma-centric books this quarter. Check out the Oklahoma Read section to learn more about them. The Book Corner highlights a few books that have won awards from around the world. If you're looking for something new to read, one of them might be just the thing. May your fall and early winter be joyous. Director's Column. November is here with fall and autumn colors, family gatherings and holidays, football games, fluctuating weather patterns, and wardrobes. What a fun time! For many, sitting on the porch with a book, perhaps one of our talking books, a blanket, and a cup of coffee is just the ticket. For some of our patrons, their reading environment may look different than the picture I just painted. We at the OLBPH are thankful we can be a part of making leisure reading accessible for Oklahomans not able to read standard printed materials, wherever their reading asylum may be. In keeping with the Thanksgiving theme, this is the time of year, whatever of one's belief basis is, for reflection and gratitude. Like seasonal changes, we have had some staff turnover lately, and more to come. Perhaps it's more of a spring-like thought, but new employees with different backgrounds and perspectives provide for a fresh spirit of service within us all. Circling back to fall and the holiday season, I am thankful for how the OLBPH has recently improved already great services. Two come to mind. One is our rapid sign-up initiative for veteran library service applications. The other is our AIM Center's newfound success of reaching parents of birth to pre-K children with visual challenges and providing the developmental tools these children need for a better start in their young lives. Two very different places on life's continuum, but commitment to providing great service to each. What a group of stand-up professionals I am proud to serve with! Thankful indeed. Happy holidays. Kevin Treese, Library Director. Help us help you. Lately, we've received a number of applications for service in image formats. These, unfortunately, do not print well and delay processing the application. Applications may be submitted via fax at 405-521-4582, by postal mail, or as a .pdf, .doc, and .docx file by email to olbph@okdrs.gov or sarah.knight, spelled K-N-I-G-H-T, at okdrs.gov. If the file you want to send appears in the Photos app on your device, it's not the correct format. Oklahoma Reads, showcasing fiction and nonfiction books in our collection that are about Oklahoma, its history, and its people. DBC 18955, An Oklahoma I Have Never Seen Before, Alternative Views of Oklahoma History, edited by Davis D. Joyce. This book is a collection of essays that deals with a lot of the unspoken or unknown history of Oklahoma. Taking a little more radical approach and touching on the history of subjects such as progressivism, socialism, labor radicalism, Indian resistance, the black struggle against segregation, and women's campaigns for abortion rights, this book puts names and actions to these movements and of the well-known and lesser-known people of these movements. This book is an interesting portrait of the lives and legacies of the people involved in a part of Oklahoma's history that is anything but what you will find in your traditional history books. This book looks to inspire people toward change by reminding Oklahoma citizens of Oklahoma's rarely talked about history and how it has changed our state. Davis D. Joyce also hopes to inspire readers to make some changes of their own, since so much is still left to be done. Children's Book Showcase, DBC 18966, I Have Heard of a Land, by Joyce Carol Thomas. This Coretta Scott King Honor book is a beautiful lyrical tribute to African-American pioneers who participated in the Oklahoma land runs of 1889 and 1892. Joyce Carol Thomas draws from her own family history to draw a charming portrait of pioneer life, recounting the hopes, dreams, and promise felt by the early Oklahoma pioneers. This book would be a wonderful read for any age group. DBC 18969, Run Little Chesky, An Inca Trail Adventure, by Mary Anna Llanos. This 2022 Oklahoma Book Award winner and Oklahoma delegate for the Library of Congress's Great Reads from Great Places takes you back to the time of the Inca Trail Runners. This delightfully fun book shows the importance of the trail runners to the Inca Empire. With a charming cast of animals, Little Chesky meets and helps along the Inca Trail as he learns to be an Inca Trail Runner, or Chesky. This book also includes some of the history of the Inca Empire and a glossary of Inca terms found throughout the story. This book would be a great introduction to Inca Empire history for ages pre-K to third grade. DBC 18970, Mary Had a Little Plan, by Tammy Sawyer. This 2023 Oklahoma Book Award winner and Oklahoma delegate for the Library of Congress's Great Reads from Great Places takes the nursery rhyme Mary Had a Little Lamb and morphs it into a story about a green community project. Mary, her friends, and many of the town's businesses work together to convert an abandoned lot full of trash into a community garden. They clean, weed, plant, water, paint, decorate, and set up a nook for books. Soon, Mary and her friends are marveling at what a little teamwork and love can do to improve their community. This book would be a fun storytime read for toddlers to second grade. Kat Jensen, Recording Studio Director. Volunteer Spotlight. For this issue, we would like to introduce you to one of our newer but very enthusiastic volunteers, Kristen Nugent. Kristen came to us earlier this year, happy to help in any way she could. She started volunteering with us by recording Homeland grocery ads for the Oklahoma Telephone Reader, OTR. And still volunteers with OTR Weekly. Then we had an opportunity for our volunteers to participate in a narrator workshop last August. Kristen was one of the first to contact us to sign up. After hearing her gentle narration voice, we knew she would be a good fit for the studio and an upcoming book we needed to narrate. For some background on Kristen, she has been married for almost 18 years and is a stay-at-home mom to three children. She has lived in several places around the metro area over the years, but has settled down in Edmond. Now that her oldest child is 13, she is starting to get into the world of narration. "I am aspiring to be a professional audiobook narrator," Kristen says. Kristen found out about our studio and volunteer opportunities while researching what she would need to do to start working toward becoming a professional narrator. She has a BAA in apparel merchandising and design, but the passion never stuck. Her passion for books, though, has stuck, and it shows in her narration. "Recording books is so much fun. I've always enjoyed being able to bring a story to life. I never thought the highlight of my week would be being stuck inside a box with a microphone. This opportunity has ignited a passion in me that I have great hopes of turning into a career." When asked what she would like to share with our patrons and supporters, she says, "I believe everyone should have the opportunity to learn, explore, create, discover, and get lost in other worlds, and I feel so humbled and overjoyed that I get to be part of something that makes all those things more accessible than they have been in the past." Kristen has jumped right into studio work and shares the same mission and passion that all of us do here at the library. She absolutely understood the assignment. "We are here to make people's lives better and more accessible and are lucky to have the opportunity to serve in that capacity." Kristen is an absolute natural in the booth, taking to narrating with very little guidance and is always focused and ready to work. We can tell she does her homework long before stepping into the booth. She always comes vocally warmed up and ready to serve our patrons. As a studio, we are proud to be a small part of her journey and hope she continues to volunteer for years to come. Her current book and Oklahoma's current nomination for the Library of Congress's National Book Festival Great Reads from Great Places is For Those Who Are Lost by Julia Bryan Thomas. We hope to have it out no later than this time next year. Kat Jensen, Recording Studio Director. Oklahoma Telephone Reader. Are you an Oklahoma Telephone Reader, OTR, user? If so, we would like to hear from you. What do you enjoy? What would you like to hear more of? We would love to hear all of your suggestions and ideas, and our volunteers always love feedback. Please contact Steve Dowdy, 405-522-0518, email SDOWDY@okdrs.com, or Kat Jensen, 405-521-3576, email KATHLEEN.JENSEN@okdrs.gov. Not an OTR patron and want to sign up? You can also contact us about that too. We would love to hear from you. AIM Center Updates. The first week of October, I had the pleasure of attending my first APH annual conference in Louisville, Kentucky. The conference, which has been held every year for the past 154 years, serves as both a learning resource and a celebration of accomplishments in the field of accessibility. During the week-long conference, I attended sessions ranging from updates to our automated library system to building communications using tactile tools. The sessions were hosted by APH staff, parents, ex officio trustees, EOTs, TVIs, researchers, and members of the blind community. These diverse perspectives prompted me to ask myself what I can do to better serve our students and community. I attended EOT assistant training, which will allow me to assist Pepper Watson, Oklahoma's EOT, in the student registration system and with ordering materials. Annual registration for federal quota allows a certain amount of funding to be collected for each student, which in turn allows us to provide accessible textbooks and technology devices. This conference introduced me to a nationwide community of individuals dedicated to the mission that all may learn. Underlying that mission is a core belief that all human beings have an innate worth and deserve to have the opportunities and resources to reach their fullest potential. I left the conference tired and a little airsick, but motivated to apply what I had learned to the daily workings of the AIM Center and to educate myself on accessibility. Dominique Washington, Library Technician 2. Book Corner. Here is a variety of award-winning titles in our collection. Enjoy! DB 37883, The Shipping News, by Annie Proulx. This National Book Award-winning title centers on a lowly newspaper reporter. When his marriage crumbles, a distraught man and his two daughters move to an abandoned family home in Newfoundland. Once there, he goes to work for a sleazy paper covering the shipping news and learns to fit right in. DB 18406, Rites of Passage, by William Golding. Winner of the 1980 Man Booker Prize, Rites of Passage is an account of a six-month voyage to Australia in the early 19th century. The narrator is a young aristocrat who reports on the diverse crew and passengers. Interpersonal drama of various sorts takes place, and you, the reader, are in the middle of the action. DB 103631, The Secret Lives of Church Ladies, by Deesha Filyaw. This collection of short stories was a finalist for the 2020 National Book Award for Fiction. The author follows four generations of Black women and girls grappling with identity, double standards, their own needs and desires, and a reprieve from being good. DB 109584, We Know You Remember, by Tove Alsterdal. Curl up on the couch with this mystery title that won the 2021 Glass Key Award, an award given for the year's best crime novel by a Scandinavian writer. In it, the classic police procedural meets Swedish atmosphere when a father is found dead by his outcast and exiled son. DB 4174, The Rock of Tanios, by Amin Maloff. High in a mountain village in Lebanon is a rock where Tanios often perched until the day in the 1880s when he disappeared. But why? The narrator discovers the probable reasons for the mystery. This tale is one of political intrigue with contemporary overtones. It has also won the 1993 Goncourt Prize, the highest literary prize in France. DB 107286, The Kabulawala and Other Stories, by Rabindranath Tagore. This Bengali author became the first non-European to win the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1913. Here is a collection of his short stories. It includes The Kabulawala, a sensitive story about the relationship between father and daughter. The Postmaster, a young man from Calcutta, finds himself adjusting to life in a remote village, and The Hungry Stones, which recounts an unlikely encounter at a railway station. DB 68815, Under the Net, by Iris Murdoch. Published in 1954, this title was chosen by Time magazine in 2005 as one of the top 100 all-time novels of the 20th century. A comedic tale, it follows the adventures of charming would-be writer Jake in London. Jake falls in and out of love, resumes a friendship with a philosophy professor, kidnaps a canine movie star, and contemplates at long last getting a real job. The Back 40, by Jim Kettler. Last year about this time, I mentioned that my older family members, shared many stories from their lives. I was totally fascinated by these stories and always wanted more. One such story concerned my maternal grandparents, Grandma Grace and Grandpa George Pearson. They had an opportunity to go from West Texas to New Mexico to get farmland by way of homesteading. 270 million acres were claimed by homesteaders thanks to the Homestead Act of 1862. My grandparents loaded up their earthly possessions in a wagon and went by that horse-drawn vehicle to eastern New Mexico. The exact location isn't known today, but they managed to stay about a year, living in a tent, plowing with their horse-drawn plow, and planting crops. They lived through a cold winter, a hot summer, and ate what little food they brought with them and what they could catch or kill. They found the weather to be their biggest challenge. Not enough rain at the right time, and too much rain at the wrong time. The difficulty of carrying water from a creek, basically camping out for the entire time, and eventually crop failure, caused them to turn around and go back to Texas. In today's world of central heat and air, supermarkets, home food delivery, modern vehicles, automatic washers and microwaves, it's hard for even my generation to fully appreciate the hardships of that generation. I can personally describe to you the inconvenience of no indoor plumbing, no air conditioning, and living on a dirt road. But I can't tell you how it was to carry water from the creek, live in a tent, ride over 100 miles in a wagon, and live on very little food. The generations before mine were no doubt much tougher and more skilled at survival. It makes me appreciate our modern technology, but it also causes me to stop and think about our ability to survive a major catastrophe. Much respect to the previous generations, and may their legacy live on through our memories and books. Jim Kettler, Contract Monitor and BEP Training Associate. Real Jimbo, R-E-A-L, J-I-M-B-O, 48, at gmail.com. Don't forget to follow OLBPH on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/OLBPH. Twitter, https://twitter.com/OLBPH. How do you want to receive this newsletter? Email users, are you okay with having Bright Future show up in your inbox 4 times a year? Or would you rather have a large print copy delivered to your mailbox? Perhaps you receive this issue in the traditional mail but have a working email address and would prefer electronic delivery. Email is more affordable, faster, and much easier to distribute. You can help us improve efficiency by sharing your email address with us. It will not be used for any other purpose or shared with any other organization, so you don't have to worry about getting more unwanted messages. If you would like us to change how you receive Bright Future, please let us know by calling 405-521-3514, 800-523-0288, or emailing olbph@okdrs.gov. Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 300 Northeast 18th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73105. Bright Future is the official publication of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. It was printed by Southwestern Stationery and Bank Supply in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. It is published 4 times a year. Kevin Treese is the library director, and Lacey Downs is the interim editor. In providing information to readers of Bright Future, the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services does not endorse any product or service referred to by this newsletter. This publication is authorized by the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services in accordance with state and federal regulations, with copies deposited with the Oklahoma Department of Libraries Publications Clearinghouse. Cost of printing and distribution was $2,294 for 2,200 copies. DRS does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, gender, religion, genetic information, gender identity, sexual orientation, political affiliation, marital status, disability or ancestry, in employment, or the provision of services. For additional copies, contact the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 405-521-3514.